Welcome to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm of Big Solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas. This show discusses Texas personal injury law and the effects that it can have on an injury victim, what you should do if you are injured by the negligence, carelessness, or intentional wrongdoing of another person or entity, and how you can best assist your attorney in winning your case. This podcast does not create an attorney-client privilege, and in the event that you are injured, you should contact the firm directly. This podcast is not a substitute for direct legal advice. It is purely informational. Good morning. This is Rashard Alexander from R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm with Big Solutions, headquartered here in Houston, Texas. Here today to talk about the five things you need to think about when you're involved in a car wreck. So before we get into that, just want to get everybody a note or a shout out to the fact that if you go to rjalexanderlaw.com, my website, you can download a free car wreck book titled Texas Car, Truck, and Motorcycle Accident Law. Well, I'm sorry, that's actually Texas Car, Motorcycle, and Truck Accident Law. It's a free ebook you can download if you're ever involved in a car accident or one of your loved ones involved in a car accident. It's a great book. You should read it, get it. It's free. And like I said, rjalexanderlaw.com is where you can go to get it. But back to the subject at hand. We're talking today about the five things you need to think about when you're ever involved in a car wreck. So let's get it started. The first thing you need to think about if you're ever involved in a car wreck is that you should make sure you can safely exit the vehicle before checking out any injuries to anyone else, any damage done to your car, or talking to the other person that was involved in the car wreck or the other driver of the car. Why should you do this? Well, quite frankly, you know, if you're involved in a car wreck on a highway, or maybe you're traveling on a road that has one lane going your way, one lane coming the other way, and you're not really thinking at the time, it can be very dangerous for you to exit that vehicle because you may end up re-aggravating the injuries that you already sustained, or you may end up encountering more injuries or getting hit by a vehicle that is passing by. So you want to make sure you can safely exit the vehicle before you want to check anything else out. It's very important that you do that. I've dealt with cases in the past where people have gotten out of vehicles and they've actually been hit by oncoming traffic. So you need to make sure that you are safe, the passengers in the vehicle are safe, and that you can easily and safely exit the vehicle. Okay. The second thing you need to think about if you're ever involved in a car wreck is that you need to contact the local law enforcement agency or the local police department as soon as possible. Okay, you don't want to wait. You don't want to leave the scene because that can be a problem all in itself. So you want to make sure that you contact the local police department. Why should you do this? You're saying, Rashard. Well, you should do this because number one, oftentimes if you're involved in a car wreck here in Houston or in Texas, what will happen is that if you say the other person comes up to you, you got into a car wreck, they rear-ended you. It's their fault, clearly, and there's no doubt about that, okay? But what can happen sometimes is the other driver may say, well, hey, I'm in a rush. I got to go to my daughter's violin recital. I have to hurry up and get to work. I have to meet my boyfriend for a lunch or something of that nature. And so you say, okay, cool. So you go ahead and you get the insurance information from them or whatnot, and you leave. You try to contact them later, or you try to contact their insurance company later, and they say, well, our insured has told us that it wasn't their fault, and there's no one else out on the scene except you and that other driver. So guess what the insurance company is going to do? The insurance company is going to tell you, no, we're not going to accept liability for this claim, and we're not going to pay you or compensate you for your injuries. Now, this happens more often than you would think. So it's very vital. It's very important to your case to get a police report, wait for that police officer to arrive on the scene, get that police report documented. They're not going to give you the police report right there on the scene. They have to actually go back and write it up and whatnot. But what they will give you is like a little slip of paper that will have the report number on it. It will have on there, who was at fault, generally speaking, You know, how fast a person was traveling. You'll have a diagram of the positioning of the vehicles at the time of the accident. And although the police officer may not have been on the scene, like I said, it goes a very long way when proving liability in your car accident. Okay, so you want to make sure you stay there. I know it can take some time. It can take a while for the police to arrive on the scene. I know that, but you still want to wait until they get there, let them document everything, and go from there. Okay, so that brings us to our third situation, or the number three thing that you need to think about when you're involved in a car wreck. And the number three thing, or the third thing you need to think about when you're involved in any car wreck, is you need to exchange insurance information with the other driver. It's very important to exchange insurance information with the other driver, or at least get the insurance information on that vehicle that was involved in the accident with you. If it is a multi car accident or a multi vehicle car wreck, you want to make sure you exchange insurance information with everyone. Okay, so why would you need to do this? It should be common sense, but obviously you're going to look to that person's liability coverage in order to be properly compensated for your injuries in this car wreck. Okay, so you may have a host of endorsements or additional coverages on your vehicle, on your insurance policy, such as uninsured motorist coverage, underinsured motorist coverage, or personal injury protection, commonly known as PIP. But before your insurance company or before you or your attorney looks at that insurance information, they are primarily going to look to that other person's liability coverage. So it's very important that you get their insurance information, because it can be very hard to contact them or hunt that insurance information down after the accident has occurred and everyone has driven away from the scene. Okay, that goes to the, so now we're going to the fourth thing. The fourth thing when you're involved in a car wreck is that you want to identify any witnesses on the scene at the time of the car wreck. Okay, now these witnesses can be people that were involved as far as passengers in your car, passengers in the other car, or onlookers or bystanders that saw the incident occur. Quite frankly, you may not always be able to get all the information or contact information from the witnesses, but like I said before, if you're involved in a car accident or car wreck and it's you and the other person, and that those are the only two people involved in this car wreck, someone who may have seen the accident may make all the difference when it comes to proving your case and making sure that the insurance company for the other driver accepts liability for the accident. So you want to try to get that information if you can. Sometimes you can't get it simply because of the fact that you may be too injured or too hurt to even observe another person at the scene of the accident. Have the ambulance may take you away and you may not be able to talk to the witness. But still, if you're not too hurt, if you're not too damaged or whatnot from all this, then you want to go ahead and get that information from the witnesses. Okay, the fifth thing is that you want to the fifth thing that you want to do is you want to seek immediate medical attention. Okay, you need to seek immediate medical attention as soon as possible, quite frankly, because when you're involved in these situations, insurance companies additionally do not like to pay out, because if someone gets into a car wreck today and then they don't go to the doctor for a week or two, sometimes the insurance companies will deny liability or deny coverage because of the fact they feel that your situation is too far removed from the actual car accident, or they want to try to attribute other things to the car accident besides just what occurred at the time. So you don't want to wait. I know people deal with soft tissue injuries all the time, and soft tissue injuries, these are injuries where they're dealing with your ligaments or tendons. It's not a fractured bone or a traumatic brain injury, and often you don't feel the pain or the suffering until 24 to 72 hours after the incident occurred. This can actually even be longer. Sometimes it can be a week before you feel any type of injury. So a soft tissue injury case, a prime example of that is to get into a car wreck, you've been rear-ended, and you don't really feel any pain or discomfort at the time because your adrenaline is pumping. So when you lay down that night, you may wake up the next day, your neck is stiff, your back is stiff, you can't move from left to right, and that's a prime example of a soft tissue injury case. you need to go to the doctor, you need to go to the hospital, you need to get checked out by a physician so that they can diagnose whatever has occurred with your body. Okay, I'm going to give you two bonus things you need to think about when you're involved in a car wreck. Okay, the bonus, the sixth thing, or the a bonus that you need to think about is you need to, if you have a smart camera or a smartphone, and most of us usually do, if you're involved in a car wreck, you want to take photos of the car. Okay, you want to take photos of the damage just so that your insurance, your personal injury lawyer can show the insurance claims adjuster or the lawyer who's dealing with them on the other side of the case the damages that actually occurred, how the vehicle was struck by the other car, what side, how significant were the damages. When we say totaled, a lot of times people necessarily can't really visualize that in their mind, because you can have a $3,000 car that's totaled just because of the labor cost involved with fixing the vehicle. But if you're driving a brand new Tesla and it's been totaled, you know, we want to be able to show what damages, how significant the body damage was to the car or mechanical damage was to the car, to show exactly why this car is totaled, why you should receive the compensation that you're asking for. Okay, the last thing, the seventh thing, is that you need to contact a personal injury lawyer that actually focuses on car accident law. Okay, why? Well, I mean, the lawyer makes the difference. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You don't want to contact a family lawyer for a car accident case. You wouldn't contact a divorce attorney to talk about, you know, real estate law. And this is a very similar situation. You want to contact someone who specializes in the particular type of situation that you are dealing with. Okay, so just to recap the five things, or I should say the seven things you need to think about when you're involved in a car wreck. Number one is you want to make sure you can safely exit the vehicle. The second thing is you want to call the local law enforcement agency out, the police department, so you can get a police report. The third thing is you want to exchange insurance information with the other driver, or get the insurance information on the other cars that you were involved with in the accident. The fourth thing is you want to identify all witnesses that observed the accident occur. The fifth thing is you want to seek immediate medical attention. And the sixth thing is you want to take photos of your car and any cars that actually hit you. The seventh thing and the last thing is that you need to call a lawyer that actually focuses on car wrecks instead of someone else who does not. Once again, you can go to my website at rjalexanderlaw.com. Get you a free ebook that deals with Texas car, motorcycle, and truck accident law, and it's available at any time. All you need to do is go to the website, rjalexanderlaw.com. A pop-up will show up on the screen. You can enter your email address, and you can then download that free ebook. Thank you, and hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with Attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm with big solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas.